Hello and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway, a podcast focused on the zero emission future that we all hope for. Every week I'm joined by a wonderful member of the EV Cafe and I have got the wonderful, delightful JC John Curtis with us today.
Greetings everybody, can't wait for this one. Seriously going to be good.
It's going to be so good. And because every week we get joined by an innovator, pioneer, collaborator from our wonderful industry. And this week is no exception. We have got the lovely, the wonderful, the inimitable Andrew Stead.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure I can live up to any of that, but thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
And for those of you that are not watching on YouTube, Andrew is equipped with Kapow, the lightning bolt that we all have.
Which one is it? It's that one. Like,
There it is. It's somewhere up there. Andrew, so help our audience know a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Cool. I mean, that's a broad one, Paul, to start with. Thanks very much for that one. I've been working in EV for 6 years-ish, so a little bit of time. In EV world, I guess, a reasonable amount of time. I'm sure you guys have been doing it much longer. But I always love to think when I think what I've been doing, that I've been fortunate enough to work across all the different areas where energy needs to meet a vehicle. So background as head of departments for home charging, for network expansion as a CPO, commercial installs, and working operationally and commercially. So I've sort of seen it all, and I've learned a lot of lessons on the way, and hopefully that's where I am today, so I can start bringing some of those lessons to help others.
Brilliant. And who is it that you work for, and what are you actually doing for them today?
I work for Plug Me In Now, which is an amazing company. It genuinely is the best place I've ever worked. They're owned by a company called Callison, which people, again, probably won't have heard of. But they're massive. They're absolutely massive. Biggest company you've never heard of. They own and operate 12 million smart meters across the UK. So the likelihood is one of us, probably two of us, has got one of our smart meters in your house. And we supply that to energy companies and they rent it back off of us. And we maintain and keep that all functional and take data reading from it. And what they did 2 years ago was decide that they wanted to continue their growth in smarter energy. And one of the first adjacency was to bring in the EV business, Plug Me In. So we started it 2 years ago, and it's been an incredible journey over the last 2 years. I joined a year ago, and the growth has been, unbelievable. A lot to do with the good work we're doing, but also huge support from people like the EV Cafe.
But Andrew, it's great to be sharing this journey with you because, I mean, it's so important, right? The bit that you're doing, joining the vehicles to the power that's needed, and plugging me in, it makes such a difference. I mean, you know, like in the context of home charger, like for me, I'm very aware of it. John, actually, I think you might have experienced the whole service firsthand.
Yeah, I'm going through the process and it's absolutely superb. So the thing I like about Plug Me In is that not only is the range of kit brilliant, but it was all done online. The forms were really simple. And the most important thing was I kept getting updates from the business as I went through each step. You know, I had to provide information and have a survey done and so on. And at every single stage, I knew precisely where my installation was. It's just been faultless, honestly. And I've been around the charging industry for the last 12 years. And I can honestly say I've never had a better customer experience.
Yeah, so honestly, John, that's really great to hear that. I think genuinely I had a team of 30 people in previous organizations that just dealt with incoming information from customers like you. We don't have to do any of that here because we go and take all that information, manage it all on the customer's behalf. And even better than that, now because we're a smart meter business, we can also do things like pull the main fuse of the property, which means that you don't have to wait for isolation switches to be installed. You don't have to speak to your energy company, pay for that isolation switch to be installed. We're just all about simplification and timeline to make that as seamless as possible. And I'm really pleased to hear that you had a great experience,
John. The best bit was being able to say when the site survey was going to happen, I could pick a 2-hour slot. Now, I can barely get that from Tesco, never mind anything else. Utterly brilliant, because, you know, in a busy life, being able to narrow it down to 2-hour slot was just superb. And the guy was here, so professional, did the job in about 30 minutes, drew plans of my whole house so that he knew precisely what the cabling was, where he was going to run cables to. It was magnificent.
Yeah, lovely. Really good. And I agree with you, by the way. I think the timeline that we can give people from a standard sort of domestic customer that might come to us through our website, that's important. Mm. But when you think about a fleet and they're trying to minimize the downtime because they want to use those vehicles out there, right? Now you don't have to have another visit by your energy company to have an isolation switch fitted. You don't have to worry about anything. We just make it super quick, super simple. And that makes a massive difference for fleets when they're thinking about how they transition across to EV. So, John, lovely to hear your experience was good. And that's just what we aim to do.
I'm a grumpy old man, Andrew. And if things hadn't gone well, trust me, I would say so. I have had nothing to grump about.
Good.
Thank God. You've ruined his day. You've just ruined his day.
Oh, dear. Sorry, John.
But, Andrew, you know what? It's so important, this fleet bit, because users are taking vehicles for no other reason than they're saving money. Let's be absolutely honest. And in many cases, companies are making decisions on behalf of their users and saying, right, this is what's happening. And if we can take the hassle away from making that transition and make it seamless, then we take away the grump that's in all of us, right? I'm grumpy. And if things go wrong, I get grumpy. And I remember, it was the power company actually that came and fitted, didn't fit my charger, but they were doing some remedial works ahead of time. And I don't know if we should admit this out loud, but he broke the box deliberately so that an emergency call out had to happen and I didn't have to wait 6 weeks. He said, oh, whoops. I've just broken it. I better make an emergency call. And I had my 100 amp fuse rather than my 60 amp fuse in no time at all. So it was a little bit naughty, but, you know, I think if we, and you're doing it properly, of course, but you're enabling the process to be easier and exceeding expectations, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I think actually the point you've just made there is really powerful, Paul, because let's all be honest, there's people out there that work around the system in maybe not the most legal way by pulling fuses, etc. As a business, we operate 12 million smart meters every day. We cannot jeopardize the relationship with that huge amount of opportunity. So what we do is everything above board, legally, safely. And we are, I think, the first beyond people like British Gas or someone like that can go in and remove the main fuse to isolate supplied properties.
Right. Okay.
That's an immensely powerful opportunity for people to get work done quickly. Because if you think about that, what that means is we can go to a property. We don't have to access the house. Generally, meter cupboards are external, and we can take the supply from that meter cupboard to the charger. It just makes it super easy, super quick, minimal disruption, and legally done, which is the important bit here, right?
You know, so
there never used to be a legal option because people weren't allowed to do this. Regulation has just changed. But now there's no reason to do anything other than go down a safe, secure, legal route, because that's what we've done. That's what we're here for, and that's what we can provide, you know, nationally.
And Andrew, look, and for listeners at home, let me be clear. We are not advocating any illegal behaviour here.
I know. It wasn't related at all, actually, to your point. It was more related to the fact that sort of industry, you know, you always have these things happen. And it's changing. And I think the really important thing to do is it's always actually been a bit of a problem for us because we wouldn't do things that others might for all of the reasons I just talked about. So definitely from my point of view, it's a great thing for us to be able to bring to help fleets with that transition planning.
And you know what, Andrew, it is great to hear the way that you're coming to market, both as a company, but as an individual too, you know, bringing this kind of positive mindset that is going to support things. How did you get here in your life? You know, so thinking, because, you know, you're here making a difference. I know that you're a family man. You have a broad spectrum of concerns and passions and things like that. What did the young man, I mean, is this what you imagined doing with your life when you left school at probably 13, I imagine, but, you know.
they kicked me out early, absolutely. I was one of these kids that just didn't have a clue what I wanted to do. But what I definitely did know is that I enjoyed people. I enjoyed interacting with people. I enjoyed helping people. And strangely, I went on a sort of whole career path that was not related at all to sustainability or EV or whatever it is. What happened? Well, I had my own business for a number of years. And in the end, I think anyone that's run their own business gets to a point where it either kills them or brings them lots of joy. And I got to that point where it's just like it overtook my world, right? I was on holiday on my laptop. It just felt like it was just the everything. And we ended up having a daughter, and that just couldn't continue, right? I just wanted then to spend time with my family and look at the things that were important to me, much more important than making money. And I weirdly, really, really weirdly, at the time, I was really into electric vehicles. And you might argue this point as an electric vehicle, but I'd got an Outlander FEV, and I loved it, right? And I was talking about it on social media. I was really excited about what it could do. And out the blue, I got a message from a guy called David Martell, which I don't know if you guys know him or not. Yep. He's a pretty influential figure. He started a number of businesses, one of which was Chargemaster, that got bought by BP. And he messaged me to say, clearly you're entrepreneurial, you've run your own business for a period of time, you're looking for a job, you're into EV, do you want to come and look at network expansion for me and our Polar Network? And I guess you guys know, right? Polar Network was huge at the time and compared to others. And I was like, is this like a fake? what is going on here? This is really weird. Because I was really into it and really excited about it. Anyway, I followed up on it and went to meet him. They had offices in Luton and got the job as head of network expansion for Polar. So going to find sites. I had to manage everything. You commercially find the sites, negotiate the deals, have the operational team to deliver it. Right the way, you know, D&O engagement, hardware, procurement, installation, everything. It was like all from nothing, everything in this world. And from there, it just snowballed. You know, it's incredible. And because of that passion that I had for EV already and really genuinely wanted to make a difference, and I know you guys are on the same page, I just couldn't let go of it, and it just sort of drew me in. And I did that for a year and a half. Did some massive deals, you know, where we'd got opportunity to install EV charging across the country. I'm really proud of that. And then we had a similar issue at the time where they were trying to expand home charging. So I got dragged in to try and make that work, and all of that made me learn a lot of lessons about what works, what doesn't work, what customers need, what they don't need. And actually, going back to what I said originally, helping people was a big part of that, because there's so many pain points. It's so difficult. And there's so many companies that do this and end up having lots of difficult conversations with their customers. It's brilliant to now work for Plug Me In. And genuinely, you know, you guys have met Ben Etherington, who looks after our operations side. He's just amazing. And he does such a good job with the wider business to deliver, you know, best in class solutions for people. And he's proud to be able to stand in front of people and sell that. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey to get here. But yeah, really, really proud of it, as you can probably tell.
We can, and it comes across in abundance, and rightly so. You know, you're delivering something quite amazing. But what I love about you in particular is that balance that you've now struck. Obviously, you left your own business to strike a balance, really.
Yeah.
And to really, you know, give your family something back. You're also kind of, you've got this something at your core that wants to help people. So I'm curious as to how you maintain that balance and why, and to, you know, what drives you to help other people?
That's deep. My God, that's deep. So I think it's worth saying I've always had that all my life. I've always had it. I had an interest in childhood. You know, I think genuinely wanted to make sure that on the back of sort of my experiences growing up, that I wanted to deliver whatever I could to make people just enjoy life. I'm really, really lucky to be surrounded with a wonderful family. And, you know, it's amazing to have that. What really brought it to the surface was actually working at BP. It's typical, right, of this industry and any industry that goes through a huge growth curve, in that nobody knows what they're doing. There's so much to do. There's no timeline, not enough people. Mm. And I had a huge amount of people working underneath me that were all, me included, put under an immense amount of pressure to deliver on all of these aspirations and promises. Mm. And you soon realize that that's so hard, right? Because people get affected by that. I got affected by that. Anyone that follows me on LinkedIn will see my own personal sort of journey that I talk about. And I think because of that, it makes you realize that there's far more to life than all of those things, and being honest and supporting people on that journey is really, really important to me. Really important to me. John will know. You know, I'm soft as anything. And whenever I do anything in life, whether that's negotiating a deal, whether it's dealing with the employees, whatever it is, it's always honesty, integrity, want the best solution for all to be able to deliver that. And I'm privileged, and I genuinely mean this, privileged to work for a company that allows me to do that. Amazing. There's not many places I've worked in the past that I could say gives you that bandwidth and gives you the ability and listens. And Callison, as the head co, plug me in as part of that business, is just an incredible place to be.
Fantastic.
Andrew, you're somebody who makes stuff work. That's just who you are, I think. And we learn a lot from things that go well. We learn sometimes more from things that don't go so well and are a bit of a challenge. Can you talk to us about a time where you've had to dig really deep to find the resilience, the energy, the courage to fix things, to make things right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been lots of challenges in life, and there will be for everybody as you go on. And I think whatever that individual challenge is, keeping an eye on the horizon and understanding that there's a roadmap out of there, and logically thinking about that actually as the situation and not as the person and the individual as to what's going on is always so important. The biggest challenge I ever had, John, was just sitting in a seat where I was managing relationships for people like Renault and BMW and all these sort of companies, that I wasn't at the table when the deals were negotiated, as in, what are we agreeing to here, guys? What are our SLAs? What are we saying we can achieve? And then actually then being the person that's responsible for a team of people that have got to maintain those agreed service levels. That is incredibly hard, right? Because as a business, clearly they're very important relationships and we've got to foster them and grow them. But having something that from the offset is almost impossible to deliver is so difficult. And the way that I always lead with anything like this is A, protecting my team, being that shield to make sure that you take the noise as much as you can, and try and reflect back to the business actually the reasons why you're not able to deliver on those promises, and try and make sure they're all held whole as much as possible. No matter what, though, I can genuinely say this, John, it with all of those things, it becomes almost impossible to deliver on those things unless people listen. And if people don't listen, unfortunately, it becomes untenable. And for me, it became untenable in that situation. It was at that point, you know, you have to realize for your own sanity, you've got to move forward, but maybe in a different direction.
You remind me a lot of Superman. There's a part in the film where Lois Lane falls from a building and Superman swoops down and catches her. And he says, "Don't worry, ma'am, I've got you." And she says, "Yes, Superman, you've got me, but who's got you?" My question to you is, who's got you? Because that takes huge amounts of energy and support to be able to be that person who has integrity, who has energy, who has enthusiasm, passion, and keeps pushing forward. Who's got you?
Well, there's one linchpin in my life. It's my wife, and she's you know, she's been there always for me in these situations. And again, I think the one thing that I can always say, and I'm sure, you know, I'm speaking for everybody who's lucky enough to be in this position, just telling you how it is and actually relaying back to who you are and what you mean to them is always so important to hear when you think the world around you is falling apart. And I'm really, really lucky and fortunate to have a wife that doesn't tolerate my stupidness. which I am incredibly stupid and always just acting an idiot around the house, but also is there to support you when something's going wrong, right? And to say, look, don't worry, we've got this, you know. And there was times when she said to me, when it was really, really difficult, leave, I've got you, you know. And that is, God, you know, if everybody could have that ability to have somebody there to wrap their arms around them, then they'd be in a lucky place. And I certainly feel incredibly lucky to have that. And genuinely, I would say, look, beyond that as well, and I don't want to underplay how important that is, because you should listen to this. It's the most important. but also, do you know, I know you guys know this, but having people in this industry that you can talk to and genuinely understand the industry, and I'm talking about you guys, right, and many others, you've been through all of this, you understand what this growth looks like, and you're there supporting others on the journey as well that are new to it and not just don't get that J curve and what's going to hit them very, very quickly unless they're careful. It's brilliant having people like you. I pick up the phone to you, John, to Johnny Berry, to Paul, and have a really an open and frank conversation, and your support is always invaluable as it is for many other people that I've stayed close with throughout the years I've been working in this space.
It's really great and encouraging to know that, yeah, we all need somebody right in the background. You know, for me, it's very often my wife, you know, stepping in and standing with me in my mess. These are the things. But also, I think you touch on a great point, the wider community as well. You know, and you know, as the EV Cafe, we are building your electric vehicle community, with the emphasis on community and the emphasis on understanding one another. It's so, so critical. We've talked a lot about mental health. We've talked a lot about the need. I mean, John and I probably had our own personal counseling session with a guy called David Beeney. It was great. But all of that provides us with a tremendous platform, doesn't it? And a platform to build for the future and a platform for success. What would success look like for you in the coming years?
I'm going to answer that in a moment. But just before I get onto that, Paul, I'll just say this, actually, which is just a continuation of what you've just said. Actually, when I've worked for businesses, they're very insular, as in they've got their own hardware, they've got their own software, they've got their own network. You become almost like isolated, and you don't really understand what's going on in the wider EV arena. What was brilliant for me was, as I stepped from underneath that umbrella and was able then to communicate with people, different hardware manufacturers, software manufacturers, install partners, and you suddenly realize there's so much more here that is available and we can all do and we can all achieve. My God, that was incredible. And the point I'm making there is exactly the point you've just made, Paul. I just want to make sure people get that, is staying connected to people in this space is so, so important, because there's so many innovative things that are happening all the time. It's brilliant being able to just be, you know, become aware of those in terms of just staying connected. And then,
sorry, Andrew, before you move on, in a similar vein, and that's what one of the things that I've really enjoyed about, you know, learning about Plug Me In, is that you are picking some of the very best innovations in the marketplace and bringing them together and making them accessible. And I think, you know, before we go on to what success looks like, I think it's worth remembering that actually part of this foundation for the future is very much about what Plug Me In have done to bring together that innovation to package up for other people.
100%, 100%. We are completely agnostic as in terms of what we do, and that's really important to me. And I think that sort of talks to what I just mentioned about the umbrella piece, right? I wanted to make sure that we could look wherever we want to look, do whatever we want to do, and actually bring the best solutions available for people. And I've found that so rewarding. And so many companies that even are competing with us that we work with, because there's so much opportunity for everybody. It's really rewarding. So it's a success for me. Weirdly, I'm not really going to talk about Plug Me In, because we're doing amazing stuff and we're growing so well. What success would look like for me personally would be just enabling fleets, because I think this is the biggest problem that we've got right now. Enabling fleets to understand what they can do, when they can do it, and not worry about the stuff that they've done today, the low-hanging fruit, which has probably caused them more pain points than they realized it would do, and not thinking that that is the only way forward. So success for me really is all the things that we do at Plug Me In, which will help that, right? So I'm relating this back to Plug Me In. Apologies for the simple pitch, but simplicity, speed, no cost options for people, so they don't have to worry about that, but without giving away full rights to, you know, what you charge on for electricity on those charge points, and then people that will be there in life to make sure that it stands up and is operational and doesn't just, you know, walk away from it. All of those things I talk about really are enablers. You know, enabling people to understand that this is possible. Actually, there are lots of people that say this can't work, it won't work, and it can. It really, really can. You know, if I go back 6 years to when I started, and there were, you know, I don't think we were even getting EV vans at that point, Paul. Sorry. You know,
not many. Like, not many.
Yeah, but you look at what we're doing now and the growth in vans, particularly. I think it's incredible, and even stuff like, you know, if success, I could talk about actually success. I feel it today. If you look at things like the MENA deal that we've just done for One Fleet, which does everything I hope a fleet driver will need. It sorts out any worries about people being paid for the electricity being used through their property. It enables charging to be installed without the capex upfront costs. And if people leave that business, it enables them to not worry about the fact that they've got sort of legacy debt with that equipment that's been installed. That's a massive enabler. And everything I talk about when I think about success for me will be around just helping people on that journey. And I've talked about fleet. I could say exactly the same thing. And we're doing it now every day for just people that want to have an EV. You know, we'll go to their house. We'll give them a full understanding within 3 days. They don't have to lift a finger other than let's in the door. We can be back on site and do that installation within 10 days to complete it. Everything they needed, all the problems they got to go and speak to energy providers for isolation or anything like that, gone. Super simple, super quick, and super reliable quality.
And so we could summarize that, and I'm glad you gave us the long version, because that's important. And I don't mean that was too long, don't worry. But I'm glad we got all the detail that we did, because if you'd have just said, I want to help more people, we wouldn't necessarily have got the context and the picture. But the bottom line is, your core is driving your success factors for the future, which is to help.
Yeah, I think the reason that Plug Me In are doing so well, right, I'm going to relate this to me for a moment. It's not about me. This is the whole organization, right? And it probably comes through me and what I want and what Ben wants as a team. And if above us, Sarah Blackburn, you know, this is exactly the same point of view. All we want to do is lead with honesty, integrity, deliver solutions that are exactly what we're talking around, that will give people what they need to enable them to move into an EV fleet. So yeah, so to keep it super simple, we do, Paul, we just want to help people. And I think that's pretty much what Callison have done over the, you know, the last 20 years. They've really enabled the smarter energy piece through the smart meter rollout, and they'll continue to do that. And they'll continue to grow all of the adjacencies, whether that's EV or heat that we're now also working in. With a view to enabling this equipment to be deployed.
Brilliant.
So let's keep it simple, because you said I'm not going to do a pitch. So I'll do a pitch for you. You supply home charging. You supply depot and workplace charging for electric vehicles. You supply air source heat pumps.
Oh, I didn't know
there
that.
There we go, see?
There you go. Wow.
And if anybody does want to get in touch with Plug Me In, go to their website, plugmein.com, and you'll find different sections at the top in the menu that tell you about business charging, home charging, heating. And what you can do is then go on, have a look at the information. You can fill in a short form. It took me no more than a minute to complete that form. And within hours, somebody was back having a conversation with me to tell me what the options were and how to go about doing business. It is so simple, and it's worth a look. Even if you're not in that space right now, go have a look and see, because when you need them, Plug Me In are there.
Very nice website too.
It is good. And you were...
Oh, thank you. We're it's a bit of a legacy one, I'm going to be honest, and we're about to, in the next few weeks, we'll relaunch it with a lot more information, and that'll cover off a lot of the more detail in everything that we do. But I always think, don't worry about what's there sort of front and center online. Just as John said, great actually, get in touch, and we'll talk to you about everything from actually what do you think you need, what actually, you know, how can we help you understand what you can do today with phase one, phase two, phase three, whether that's a return to home fleet, whether that's a workplace, whether that's a depot. Yeah, just get in touch, we'll get somebody to help you through that, whole process and on your journey.
Andrew, I wonder if you might indulge me just a bit. We had a moment some weeks ago where I was suffering from skin cancer, and I had an operation, and we went to a show together. And this, I hope, isn't embarrassing, but will show who you are as a human being. I had skin cancer on my skull, and I went to an event, and Andrew took me to one side, very, very quietly, put something in my hand. Now stop that. It was something special. Now really stop that. It was a tiger's eye stone.
Oh,
it was
yes.
A tiger's eye. And you Ooh. Said to me, I know you got some challenges right now. This is for strength. This is for courage. This is for your resilience. Hold it. Take the strength from it, because we care. And that was probably one of the most significant moments I have ever had with any other human being. And this is not just made up for this. This is not over-egged. Mm. It made the world of a difference. And I think that is Andrew Stead. Am I right?
Well, wow. I mean, that when, you know, I think... Firstly, I'm really pleased it landed well, rather than it was a very odd experience as it could have been. But no, I mean, I've, weirdly, in life, we've all had challenges, and I found strength in doing things in certain ways. And that was one of the things that helped me when I think about it. It's just having that sort of physical thing that you can hold and relate to, that when you're having dark moments that might just take your mind away from it, and know that somebody does care. And I think, look, there's plenty of people like that, right? That's not just me. There's lots of people. I'm sure you've had many wonderful experiences where people have reached out to you and looked after you, John, because you're a wonderful person. And you know, I just genuinely, for me, it's important to consider others and consider others' feelings. Especially when you're close to them. And I know, John, we've only started working together for sort of the last year, but my God, you made me bawl, if you remember, which is sad to admit on here. But when we were at the Fully Charged show and you were talking to camera about everything that Plug Me In did, it means so much to me. I got quite emotional. I don't know if you recall,
absolutely.
But yeah. And you know, and it's probably, as a man, that feels like a really weak thing to do for lots of other people. But actually, for me, it feels really positive. And
100%.
And I genuinely I feel, you know, the power of everything you were saying, and I believed in it as well, which was super important. And I think that's relationships, and I think we all we all grow through listening and learning and supporting each other. And I was pleased to have been able to have been there in that moment for you, John. And I just hope you're doing okay, buddy.
I am doing really, really well. Perfect bill of health. Thank you. But there's a postscript to this story, Andrew, that you don't yet know.
Right. I was going to put it in the chat.
At Fully Charged North, I always kept my Tiger's Eye Stone in my pocket, always. And at Fully Charged North, I had my stone in my pocket. I was working, I was on the stand, and I went to my pocket. I was just having a moment where I was feeling less confident than I would normally. And I went to my pocket, and the stone was gone. I was devastated, absolutely devastated. I searched the entire showground that where I'd retraced my steps, couldn't find it anywhere. I went home pretty cheesed off, and I got a wonderful, wonderful telephone call to say, I found your stone. It was Paul, who'd found it underneath the stand.
As I was left behind to clear out.
Whatever. And I found the stone was found, and Paul has it still because we haven't seen each other since. And he wow. will return it.
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. So that stone is still alive and well. It's in my heart now, and it's in Paul's house somewhere.
Oh, no, fantastic. Oh, that's what an amazing story. Yeah. It's an amazing story. It's funny because I know I told you this as well. I'm going off completely off piece now, John. But when we were trying for our daughter, I think I'd mentioned this to you. We went to a place called Avebury, yes. which is a very famous stone circle, which is where your stone came from. And do you know what? We were trying to have our daughter, and we were really struggling, and we ended up going through IVF, and it just wasn't working. Anyway, we went there, and it was middle of winter, and we saw this sheep with a lamb, and we're like, my God, this is like our season. It's really, really weird. And we went to the gift shop, and we bought ourselves one of those stones, John. And you know, it was almost immediately after that my wife fell pregnant. And it's, you know, when you get
there, it is
things like that happen. It's just like they'll always stay with you, right? And it's nice to be able to share that positivity with others. So thank you for allowing me to do that.
Can I just say that has given me the last 5 minutes of panic. So not so much positivity and strength, just panic deep fit. But it is a beautiful thing, and it is lovely to hold. And so, John, so you know, and so everybody knows, it's in my laptop case.
Thank you, Paul.
Because I've always got that. And that I knew it was something that I've always got, because I said to John, and said, next time we see each other, I will have it, because I'll have my laptop case with me. And yes, so we
were my friend.
Do it. Anyway, but it is so important, isn't it? These little things that we do for one another, they open doors and they build relationships. And I don't think there's anything more important. My relationship with John has been absolutely wonderful and so important for the last 3-4 years, John, maybe more.
But I can't remember when it was, 2019. And I think that's the key point. It's not always easy. And Andrew and I have had moments where we've had to share honesty. And, you know, Andrew's come to me and said, this isn't going the way it should. This is what I need. Mm. You need to go and do it. And I value that so much more than the platitudes, which are just, you know, I'm going to be a nice human being. Andrew's a wonderful man. And when he says, I'm not happy, that hurts. When you say you're not happy, I go away and torture myself. But that's what we need to do. And that's what relationships are all about. It's the up and down. But overall, we are good people trying to do good things in the best way we can.
It's the difficult conversations, isn't it? It's being, you know, because that's what true relationship is about. That's how humanity moves forward in this world, because we have the things where it ain't quite right. We say it, we call it like it is, and we get an opportunity to put things right rather than to just, you know, hi-ho, you know, kind of bury everything. That's not the way we go. And that's not the way you go either, Andrew, is it?
It's always not, you know, and I think I get this from you guys as much as I give it as well, right? So this is a two-way street. But I think feedback should just be consistent, whether it's good or bad. And I think as long as it's something that you continually come to, then that means it's never a shock. And working with people that can take feedback and deal with it in a really positive way because you're treating it as a normal thing to give feedback is how it always should be. I hate it where you just get feedback, you know, once a year where it's really like, you've not done this. I'm like, well, give me the chance to have solved it 6 months ago by telling me, and I might have been able to do something about it. And no, it's a really positive relationship we've got with the EV Cafe. You're a wonderful bunch of people, you know, absolute experts in this field, and we're privileged to be able to work with you. And I mean that from a personal level as much as from working with Plug Me In. You know, it's been a joy.
Thanks, mate.
And Andrew, you gave something very special to John. And we're going to give you something really special now. So we're going to hand you, well, you've already got the pinnacle. We're going to give you something almost as good as that. We're going to hand you a magic wand, and we're going to say, listen, you can wave your magic wand wherever you like. And get something that will change, help, support our industry, our community, whatever you want it to be going forward. How would you use it?
My God, that's a powerful, powerful thing you've just handed over to me. I'm going to do the cheesy bit first, right? So forgive me. I would love people to know more about Plug Me In, as in, you know, the reason we're here today, because I genuinely think we can solve problems for people and help them on the journey towards electrification. So, and that's why we're here today, right? We're talking because I want people to be aware. So my magic wand is creates a little bit of a sparkle in terms of our brand and awareness, because genuinely, hopefully you got through the thread, we're here to help. I think the biggest thing I'd love to solve right now, and you're going to love me for this, Paul, is I'd love to understand what we can do to help van drivers, fleet van drivers that return to home, charge their vans, because it's such a problem right now. It's such a problem, right? So where there's limited space, a lot of people driving vans don't necessarily have a driveway. There's lots of stuff going on there with regards to, you know, people like Curbo Charge or, you know, lots of other ones. I won't mention them all, but they're all quite difficult. And I shared a post this morning on LinkedIn around BT doing upgrades to all a lot of their infrastructure to allow charging. Stuff like that. I would just love to be able to fix that problem, because charging vehicles overnight safely and reliably, I think, would be a real big win in terms of all our aspirations to move the dial on this. Yeah. If I could fix that with my magic wand, I think that's probably where I'd go.
And I not just because vans, because they're important, but we're at a time where we're sensing uncertainty in government and fleets, big fleets around commercial vehicles in particular, particularly vans and the take home van population. And if we could wave a magic wand and have a charge point almost not at every house or on every street, because that would be too many, but within reason, like regular, at a cost that was reasonable. And, you know, Europe, we know, has a cost of, well, I was telling, public charging, high power charging at 25 cents through Norway. You know, we're at three times that in this country today. So, you know, having the charge points available and also at a price that is reasonable for fleets to be able to cope with the higher cost of the vehicles we know about. So, Andrew, I commend your magic wand wish.
Well, we could extend it a little bit, Paul, if you want to, even more, because I think already we've got so much infrastructure already installed. So for me, also, my magic wand would talk about utilization. So if I was a CPO and I've sat in that chair, it's absolutely frustrating that you've got equipment sat there not being used fully. So your point around making it affordable, I'm sure there's lots of ability to use that charging infrastructure in a really affordable way. So I'd love to get the utilization up for existing infrastructure. And even better, if we could start doing something, you know, like CoCharge has been trying to do for a while with access to home charging, which would be the biggest public network available to anybody, you know, thousands and tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. thousands of charge points. They're just sat there 7 days a week, probably doing nothing, you know, other than for one overnight.
Yeah.
All of those things, I think, talking about, is there enough power? Well, yeah, look, it's already there. It's already has the ability to plug. We're just not using it. So I think there's some good to be done. And we're here to help, and you guys keep sharing the good word, and I'm sure we'll all make it happen.
Brilliant.
Just want to wrap up, Andrew, because Paul said, come up with some closing comments. And whilst you were speaking, I came up with two words. Andrew Stead is passion personified.
Oh,
mate, thank you.
I ain't got much more because, do you know what? I've met an awful lot of people in my life, and I can honestly say that you are one of the very few, both of you actually, who are in my top five ever.
Wow.
Because you are good people, fundamentally good people, and whatever you say you'll do, you'll do. Can't ask for more than that in life. Thank you for your friendship and your support. Now go and get Plug Me In where it needs to be.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing way to finish, John. Thank you. That hits me right there. Honestly, it genuinely does. And it means a lot because I really, really respect you. And thank you so much for that.
So you could probably work it out. There's you, there's Paul, there's Edmund King, who I previously said on a podcast I have a man crush on.
Man crush, yeah.
Don't we all?
So there's only two spots left.
Anyway, let's not exclude, or let's let everybody else live in hope of being in John's top five.
Yeah, Paul's in at number five. He could be hoofed.
Yeah, I'm the driver at risk in the Formula One contest. Yeah. Anyway, it has been wonderful, and what John has said, I can only echo, because the to have a business delivering the kind of service that you as Plug Me In do, with somebody like you at the helm, gives me tremendous confidence that customers are going to get help. They're going to get good advice, and they're going to get good equipment that will enable them to go on this electric transition without the pain that the BBC or whomever would have us believe that it's all going to come crumbling around our ears. It's not, with Andrew Stead at the helm. And we are grateful to you, to Plug Me In, to not only for your sponsorship, but for the actual difference that you're making in the marketplace. So, Andrew Stead, well done. And thank you also for focusing on mental health and giving that a really positive view in the market, and, you know, sharing your journey with us as you go through life. And we're grateful to you. So thank you.
Thank you, Paul. I'm grateful to you, to people like you, for making it acceptable to do things that online. You definitely are the vanguards, and I'm close behind following your example. And, you know, I think it's important we all do that. So, yeah.
Fabulous.
I echo everything you've said. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
Well, that's all we've got time for, folks. That's all, folks. I'd love to be able to just do that all over the screen. That's all, folks. But that is it. That's been a wonderful journey from hearing both about Andrew Stead, but also about Plug Me In. And definitely go and head over to their website at, plugmein.com, isn't it? I think.
Yep.
Yes, it is, yeah. plugmein.com. Just checking. And follow Andrew on LinkedIn. Definitely worthy follower, or followee. I don't know what you call them. Anyway, follow him because he brings insight, gives us industry understanding, and wants to help. That's critical. And, of course, check out the EV Cafe. Head over to see all the other podcasts on there. Lots of wonderful people, almost equally as wonderful as Andrew. This is what we say at the end of everyone. Stick with us, follow us on LinkedIn, do all of that kind of wonderful stuff. And above all, have a great day, everybody. Take care. Thank you.
Cheers.